This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
I'm not crying.
No, I'm crying.
You are crying.
I am crying.
Aww, no, stop crying.
I was crying on the way to work, but then I remembered I put on mascara today, and so I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out.
What? Show me.
I walked out to my car.
Yeah.
And this was on the... Just when you think your kids don't care about you, and they don't, and they don't pay attention.
Which they don't.
This was on above my steering wheel, and I just lost it.
Aww.
Now, it's a note to me from Hudson with a heart on it.
Yeah.
And it's just so thoughtful. I shouldn't be crinkling it up. But
no, you're not crinkling it up.
Last night went and left me a note that says, happy birthday, a heart and Hudson, and he drew me a picture, and he's 11.
And it's because it's your birthday?
It is, and I just didn't expect this, and it triggered me because his father was a note in the car guy.
Aww.
And I thought, and it didn't trigger me because I miss my ex-husband.
No, not like that.
It triggered me because I saw his dad in him, and I went, he's going to be okay. He doesn't know his dad used to do that kind of stuff
all
the time.
At all.
So when I saw it, it was weird, right?
Wow.
It was weird, and I was like, I never thought I'd see like my ex and my kids, but of course I do. They're his kids.
Right.
So I'm emotional when I saw this love note, and I thought, he doesn't even know. He's got a little bit of his father in him, and it's not a bad thing. This was a good thing his father did. You know?
That feels extremely wholesome.
That's sweet, right?
Super wholesome. Like,
so it got me emotional.
Like, ooh, no, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
I don't cry that often, but I got tears. Like,
seeing
I'm like
you emotional.
I don't get emotional.
Thinking of the parallel in connection, got a little knot in my throat.
It got me going.
I'm not crying by no means, y'all.
It was weird. It was really weird, you guys.
I think that's very wholesome. Very wholesome.
I got this beautiful note from Hudson, and like I said, it just triggered me because it reminded me of his father.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
And not like a bad way.
I've been divorced for 10 years and we're well past it, but mm-hmm. there was something, yes, wholesome and sweet about it. Not weird.
Yeah, not weird at all.
Yeah, it was cute. So I'll have to tell him that story later.
Well, happy birthday, dog.
I came into an orchid from you and Aaron. Thank you so much.
It's your day.
It's your day. You gave me 3 cans of nuts, and you know I love nuts.
Had to get you refilled on the almond situation.
Nuts and flowers.
I didn't know if you had tried those before. I have definitely not tried those before. Okay. You knocking the orchid over already.
I'm so sorry.
I already fed the orchid. Come on, man.
The funny thing is, I have a story about the orchid on my birthday as well.
What?
I'll tell you later in the show.
Orchids on your birthday?
Involving.
It's a thing?
It's a thing.
Oh,
but
no.
I'll tell you, you made it better too. I feel like this birthday's coming back around.
Oh, no. Was it a bad thing before?
Yeah. But wait till I tell you.
Oh.
I think you've given me a new orchid memory is my point. I think you did the right thing.
Okay.
And yes, I've had these nuts before. Smokehouse, habanero barbecue I've never had.
Okay. And what about the wasabi?
But you know I've had wasabi and soy sauce. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if you'd had them or not.
I get down with them.
Okay.
Yes.
I bet. Big bet.
So thank you for the nuts and the orchid. And thank you, Hudson, for the love note.
That is very adorable and wholesome. Wow.
Okay.
I was ready to play you all of the birthday songs we got.
You could
but then I
started crying.
Well,
and,
now
oh
I don't
my
even,
God.
Like, where do you go, man? Like, I'll just play it a little bit.
Yeah. Birthday.
It's your birthday. And who I do it for? Allie's walk-up song right now. All I want for my birthday is a, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
Hold on. Hudson was playing?
He was
playing 50 Cent in the car the other day, and I was like, it's not my birthday yet. You gotta stop, dude.
Or maybe you like
it
the Beatles.
It was really funny. Say it's your birthday.
Look at you. We're done.
All right, the question of the day. Oh my God, it's 6:36.
Yeah,
do we even have time? We just got to get into it.
We just got to get into it because I'm not playing you the only other birthday song
What's
that we got in here.
One, the
I'm not playing
one.
Jeremiah. I'm not doing it.
You're not?
No, nope. That's for you. That's for somebody else. I'm going to let OB do that or Next B do that.
Orphan Boy and I are just friends, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's why I said
we
OB.
We decided we're friends, and if anything happens, great. But if not, in the meantime, we're friends. If we make out, great. But in the meantime, we're not.
OB or Next B.
Ah.
Ding, 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 ding.
AKA Orphan Boy. Okay.
Y'all.
We have to get into the question of the day. We're running out of time. It's going to be a hell of a show.
It's your birthday. We don't care today.
Honest to God, I don't care. Let's just have fun.
What's
There's
up?
People coming by. Some of my friends want to come by.
What's up?
Said, pull up, dude. I don't care.
What's the question? The question is, who's pulling up? Or-
Let's go. Question of the day now.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I mean, we've already been crying on the air. It's going to be a hell of a show, everybody.
Lord have mercy.
I've already... Allie crying at 6 a.m. Lord help us all. Full circle.
Full circle.
Okay, so the question of the day is, where do you fall in the alphabet and how do you feel about it? And what we're talking about is last names, because Emily from Milwaukee, who's one of our regulars, swung by the studio. She graduated. Congrats.
Yep. Congrats.
With like her fourth degree.
Fourth or fifth.
And she wanted to come by and see us yesterday. So we said, pull up, Emily.
Why not?
Why not? Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
We started talking about graduation and how she left early because her name was called. She's an M.
She popped out.
And we started talking about where you fall in the alphabet and how you feel about it because DZ got triggered.
I ain't gonna say I yelled, your initials. I was bothered. Yeah, DZ is my initials. So guess what the Z is in my name?
Dude, being the last one would suck.
And either way you slice it, I got two Z's for last name. My mom was a Z, my dad was a Z. And I kept both last names, so I had no chance in either.
That's right.
No chance
because
in either.
You taught me about how you have two last names because in your culture, you're Colombian, you take your mother's and your father's. So you literally, so now when I see a Hispanic person with two last names, it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's your mother and your father.
Yep.
Who goes first? The mother's the middle?
Father.
The father's the middle
father.
And the
paternal, maternal. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What you mean?
The mom's last?
I mean, yeah, like technically second.
Well, to me, that's the final name.
Oh,
I know it's hyphenated, but to me, it's like she's the queen because she's last.
She's last. Put the stamp on it.
His name's the middle name. No. So you're a Z, so I can only imagine how that triggers you.
I was always last. I was always last, and it never was ever reverse order, right? You know, it was never last, first, blah, blah, blah. Y'all always got that whole little experience where A through Z, and anybody with an A last name was immaculately wonderful. My wife, before we got married, she had a C last name.
Mm-hmm.
So she was always good. Now she's at the back of the line with me, and I got triggered. Yeah, you're right.
A lot of people don't know what I grew up with. Should I tell them? An R was my last name. So I was an R growing up with my parents. And, you know, I got married, all these things. So I was never at the beginning or the end, but I sure as hell wasn't at the beginning.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, of course.
And my boys have my ex's last name, so they're a B. So now they are always...
They're a B.
They're a B.
My brain's catching
They are
up.
Always like the first one. So this is a perfect example. At Hudson's Dare graduation, he was second.
First.
And then I was like, well, we're done.
Yeah.
We
Bye.
Can leave.
No.
The bees went. We're out.
No, you can't leave. That's so disrespectful.
But we were done in my mind. See what I mean? We didn't leave, but I get what you're saying about being a Z. That sucks.
It sucks because you got to sit there through every single body in the building knowing that there's maybe one person behind you, but probably not.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
High school graduation was the absolute worst.
Well, for you, a Z, because and especially by the time they got to you, I bet everybody was talking. Nobody cared anymore.
I brought my Game Boy because we had 1,500 graduates. And I guess where I was in line, I was like number 1499. Okay, yeah.
We're talking about where you fall in the alphabet last name and like where that landed you in school and all. And anything that was alphabetical. Let's go to three, your favorite number.
Bet.
Three. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Kelly in Sussex.
Hey, it's my girl.
Get
Good
you right,
morning.
Kelly. Hold on.
Morning.
Let's get her theme song.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Did you hear I cried this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Girl.
Your kids are the sweetest.
Aren't they? Hudson triggered me with the note in the car. And it just, I don't know. It got me going. He's so sweet. Anyway, Kelly, I already know what your last name starts with.
My maiden name started with a V.
Oh, you were a V. Because I see her as an O. She's an O now from her married name. She's like you.
Back of the bus, fam.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had it the worst.
It sucked.
Ugh.
Yeah, it did. Everything. You're last for everything.
I bet. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Honestly, I don't even think the middle's that bad. Like, you're in the middle.
I don't think the middle's bad.
You kind of wait a little bit.
Because R was kind of the middle, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah. Middle back.
S and T and all that take a while, but I'm telling you what, you get screwed. The Z's and the V's at the end of the alphabet and graduations and lines
in life.
And life.
Life,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The only positive thing is you guys never had to go first.
No. That's true. What do you mean? I would have loved going first every single time. No, how is that not? What?
Sometimes you don't want to be the first one. Trust me.
I don't know.
All right, Kelly, I love you. I really don't know.
Love you guys, too. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, doll. Bye. All right, we're just going to keep going this morning. Because we're at time. We're not going to play any songs right now. We're just going to keep going down. Let's go to four. Screw it.
All right.
I'm ready
Next
to keep
line.
Taking calls. Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Kiss. Who's this? Turn down your radio, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's your boy, the ROG. Oh, happy birthday.
Bring him out.
Thank you.
Birthday girl.
Roger, I put on makeup so you guys, just so I could look good for you guys today.
Hey, you don't need that. Happy birthday, Alan!
Thank you, Roger. Hey. You're just the energy I needed, you guys, today, let me tell you. Roger, you're a G, aren't you? Are you a Gonzalez?
Of course he's a G.
He's a Gonzalez.
I'm a G. That's right. I'm a G. Jeez. I'm a G all the way through. Garbage
a
man,
one.
A G. Yeah, I'm that
Born
dude.
Born G. Ben G.
He's
a always
retired,
gonna be a G.
Retired garbage man now. He's living on his nice pension. Roger, hold on, though. Right. G's probably the perfect letter because you're not at the beginning. Mm. You don't have to wait long to get to you, but you don't have to go first, and you sure as hell don't have to wait for the Z's.
That's right.
See?
Number seven, baby.
Number seven.
He said market. Number seven,
is
man.
Seven.
I'm right there.
Is that number seven in the alphabet,
yeah.
I take it?
Yeah.
Seven in the alphabet. That's right.
Okay. Well, Roger, I had to count on my fingers.
I'm sorry.
I went A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I swear to God, I counted on my fingers.
Number seven, mark it.
Roger.
You're so funny. Hold on, Allie. Milani wants to say happy birthday.
Aww. Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you, Melania. Or Milani. Milani. I've met her.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Adorable,
Aww.
Man.
She said happy birthday! Aw, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Love you guys.
We appreciate you. Later, y'all.
Thank you. Aww. All right. One more, maybe.
What you trying to do? It's your birthday, girl.
I say we'll take one more. I mean, the phones are lit up. I have no idea. What should we take?
What you trying to do? This is your day. What's your number?
Six. I don't know what my number is, but we're going to talk about that later. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Rachel from Watertown again.
Oh, snap. Morning, Rachel. Hey.
Hi, Rachel. Rachel, we're talking about where you fall in the alphabet, your last name, because Emily in Milwaukee graduated, and she was an M. She walked out of the graduation early. She did not wait for the Z's, DZs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been at the front of the line. I'm Bernhardt now, and that's my married name, and then I was Alonzo before.
Oh,
you know what? Going first isn't always the best.
Sure. Gas it up because you always got to go first. Us that never did don't know what to say in this situation because we just got middle fingers up.
What does that feel like, seriously, to be first?
Always.
Awful, because I always had to do projects first.
See?
Whenever I'm the first to be called, and I got anxiety really bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at the DARE graduation, Hudson was second. What if you're nervous?
Presentations.
You don't want to go second to be called.
Oh, that's always me.
See what I mean?
I hear. See, I would have loved that. I hated waiting until the end. I wanted to just be done.
Same.
I would have loved to be Alonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Give me up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been one and two.
Wow. One and two. Well, thanks for calling,
cool
Rachel. You have a great day.
All right, I'll call tomorrow. Bye.
Let's get you day three, Rachel. Bye.
So we had you're a Z.
Mm-hmm.
Roger's a G.
OG.
Kelly was an O and a V.
Yep.
These are hysterical. The O's, the G's,
everybody's
the B's.
Everybody's been everywhere.
These are just funny.
We got Rachel with the A and the B.
I mean.
Man, forget her.
Well, DZ, I'm sorry you were last in line always. And unfortunately, that's never going to change. Like, you have, unless you change your last name, and that ain't happening.
I should have taken Aaron's name.
Dang it. Wait, Aaron
she was
is a C.
C. I should have taken her
Aaron
name.
Aaron was, her maiden name's a C.
Missed opportunities.
Oh, well.
Missed opportunities.
Your fault. Oh, well.
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You all right over there?
No, I'm crying.
Again?
Again. This has been a
Lord.
I already cried because Hudson left me a note in the car for my birthday. And that triggered a memory my ex-husband used to do. And I just saw his father in him.
A good memory.
A good memory. Because I've been divorced for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I have no interest in my ex-husband people. But
it
in
was
fact,
a nice...
I can't even believe I was married to the guy. But I got two great kids out of it. And this note triggered
wholesome.
His dad used to do stuff like his dad used to leave notes in the car for me when I would get up and go to work. He
little
was that
stuff.
He was romantic like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And so that just it shook
that
me.
That kid's gonna be fine.
He's,
right?
gonna, be
He's
fine.
Gonna be fine.
Just when I thought they only think about themselves. And then I found out that somebody left us voice messages and I'm dying over here.
I mean, the smart people know what to do on the Odyssey app. You
are
can
you
leave whatever you want, especially on Allie Faith's birthday. Run
trying,
it up, run it up.
Are you trying to make me cry?
I'm not.
Sammy, little Sammy, you're baby, your three-year-old left. Oh, he left one for Auntie Allie.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Ah!
Happy birthday, Allie.
Oh,
I love you.
Good
day.
Have a good
Happy
day.
That's
Happy
Aaron.
Birthday.
Wife you in the back.
Happy birthday.
And then, Danny sneezing. Cameo appearance from the youngin.
That the baby is coughing in the background while Sammy's singing, dude.
Boy. Sneeze, cough, probably a fart in there.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Oh my God, Sammy.
Happy birthday, honey.
That, okay, that
I
is
love
cute.
You.
I ain't gonna lie, that's cute.
Good day.
All right, all right.
Oh my God, no, I'm playing it all day. Let me live.
Happy birthday.
Hey, that sneeze was on beat, though.
He's the cutest.
That sneeze and cough were on beat. Tell me my kids ain't got rid of him.
Only you would say that was on. Get out of here. You
play,
know what?
Play
You're
again.
Funny.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're funny. Thank you for leaving that, Sammy. TT Allie loves you.
Happy birthday, fam.
He's the cutest. Love you. Thanks. I know it's from your kids, but, you know, it's, Sammy, whenever you need, you're in jail, I'll come get you.
Okay, now.
I haven't listened to all of these. Should we listen to some more?
Why not?
Let's see. Is this Kelly?
Happy birthday, Allie.
Oh, no, wait.
No, that's me. That's me again. That's my carbon copy.
I'm just going to keep playing them over and over.
Hey, it's Kelly in Sussex. Just wanted to say happy birthday, Allie.
Oh.
Hope you have an amazing day. We love you.
Thanks, Boo. And then we have one more. Do you want to play Jose now or later? Jose is not about my birthday. We'll play Jose later.
Jose, hey, I
Jose
actually met
had
Jose.
An encounter with DZ yesterday, and we'll play his voice message later because you want to talk. We're going to talk about birthday stuff right now.
Jose just blew my mind. But first things first, because I'm not going to lie, bro. We got to talk about you.
What
it's,
about me?
It's your day. It's your birthday. I know you're not like the birthday girl. Let's go do all
I mean,
of this. But you enjoy your day.
Sure. I mean, who doesn't like attention, right? At the same time, it depends on my mood, right?
And what mood are you in right
today
now?
Today I'm in a good mood.
Perfect.
Because I am doing the show.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get my hair done.
Ooh.
That was I asked her
nails
to.
Nails did?
Already done. The nails are already done.
Oh, nails been did.
But I needed my hair done. And when she wrote back, how about Tuesday, May 20th? She didn't know.
It was your birthday.
No. So I was like, hell yeah, that's
yes.
a perfect midday activity. I'm going to look good. I'm going to come out with, you know, my hair, my color fixed and
okay.
everything. So I'm going to spend a few hours during the day at the salon.
Doing something. Well, aside from that, what you doing? Because I got to be real,
uh-huh.
bro. I ain't got nothing to do today. Today is like the random one day.
Really?
Well, obviously, in the evening.
You
want to
hang
know?
Out?
But what's up? You got stuff to do during the day.
Well, come
day.
To my hair appointment with me.
I'm not about to go get my hair texturized, all right?
I come to your barber.
So now I gotta come hang out at your.
You gotta hang out for 2 hours.
I'm bringing my kids in.
Nope, never mind.
Nope,
never
we
mind.
We get the full same experience. Me and all the boys are coming. I'm getting Owen. I'm getting Hudson.
What do you
I'm
think?
Getting my Danny and my Sammy.
Well, what do you think are good birthday activities? It's a Tuesday.
Gee, there are so many things locally and
mm-hmm.
as far as franchises. If you're already out and about, we could go get free stuff everywhere.
I think.
Basically. Or what
you're
should
right.
we be doing
okay.
for your birthday? We gotta
so
do something.
We're definitely hitting the casino this weekend.
Okay.
I'm really sad that you're out of town.
Yeah.
Because I'm dog sitting your dogs.
Thank
but
you,
you're
going to
be gone for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry you're going to miss it. But We are going out to the casino this weekend.
But
Pato's,
today.
Pato, sorry about that. Pato's in the lineup, okay? Potawatomi's happening.
On your actual birthday,
because it's
birthday,
like an adult
though.
Playground. It's like you can gamble, you can eat, you can drink, you can walk around. That's my vibe. Mm-hmm. An adult playground is my vibe.
And you could decide to play a game or not.
Go
right?
other ways, sit at the bar. Somebody wants to gamble, do your thing.
See, that's, I feel
go
like
go to the
that's...
food court in Potawatomi, fine. Meet back up, see you later. I like it when everybody can do their thing, you
how
know?
How you feel about Pato? Is how I feel about Dave and Buster's.
You know what? Dave and Buster's would work too. Another adult playground. I would do that too. Okay?
Word, word.
Another one.
Okay.
Third Street Market Hall.
Another
one.
For sure.
We have a lot of adult playgrounds in the city if you really want to talk about it.
But
so,
those are evening activities also,
I haven't
also,
done
though.
Pato. Yeah, so those are evening.
Mm-hmm. Or
so
weekend.
You're saying, what should I do today?
Right now, today. You got a day's worth where your kids
what can I get for free?
Are in school.
Where's all my free emails for my free food,
that's
dude?
What I'm saying, G. You ain't got nothing to do besides get your hair colored, get your hair maybe trimmed.
I was going to go to the gym, but I don't have time.
Your nails are already done. I can't go to the gym because I got a bum knee.
I'm not going to the gym because I don't have time.
Well, exactly.
I'm going to the salon.
Oh, you're going to the salon?
I went to the gym twice yesterday. I went to Princeton Club and Hot Works, so I figured that made up for today that I don't have to work out today.
And how long is the salon about to take?
2 to 3 hours, depending on how much we talk and how long my color takes. But I'm out of there by, I'll be home by the time my kids get out of school. I'll be home by 2. I would like to take the boys out tonight to some kind of meat fest. And by meat fest, I mean, I'm thinking steakhouse. I'm thinking Brazilian steakhouse. Maybe hibachi, probably not, because that's work. But to God, we may just do some steak tonight.
But you ain't trying to do nothing throughout the day? You ain't trying to get crazy?
What is your advice?
Man.
I need birthday advice then. Where do you guys go to get free stuff?
Where do you go to get your birthdays in?
Let me check my email.
It's Wisconsin. You got plenty of stuff, and it's going to be a not terrible, terrible day out. Like, you know, I know it might be a little wet and wild, but who still doesn't love a birthday even when it's wet? Think about it. I know Panda Express does birthday stuff.
Wait.
I know Culver's does a birthday scoop.
I get down with Panda Express.
You know what I'm saying? I think there's plenty of opportunities to do some free tings.
The junk on my email's working too well. I'm not getting my free birthday emails. they're spamming them out too well.
I wonder what's really active out here like that.
I don't know.
I think we should decide something to do for your birthday.
Fine. 414-533-1037. What are we going to do?
Today.
With
right
my
now.
Hair done at because 2 p.m.?
Otherwise, we're not going to get a chance to celebrate your birthday.
You want to go to the range?
The gun range?
No, the golf range.
Oh, the golf range.
You know I don't shoot guns. I'm too impulsive and no. I don't shoot guns.
I don't like that.
Keep weapons away from me. But I will go to the golf
the
range.
The golf range? What's up?
Yeah.
You trying to go to the golf range?
Yeah.
I'm down.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
It's going to mess up my hair.
Oh, my. Where should we go for Allie Faye's birthday? Where should we go kick it
for? We need a day activity.
We need a day activity.
Especially
like
if it's
today.
Free.
Today. What's up?
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I feel bad. Kate the Great said her birthday was yesterday, and she got nothing.
Oh, goodness.
Nothing. Can you pull her up? Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get Kate the Great
talking
right.
Talking about free birthday stuff or what should we do today for my birthday.
And she's talking about her birthday was yesterday.
I love it that it needs to be my birthday for us to do something. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Shh, please.
What do you mean?
All right, pull
you,
her up.
All the free things happen on birthdays.
Come on, we need advice. What do we do? I don't know how she got nothing.
I don't know. We got to help her out. Maybe we could loop the birthdays together.
Kate, what is? How did you get nothing for free on your own birthday?
Not even a scoop of ice cream from Culver's.
Why? Did you get the email?
They don't even acknowledge it anymore. They don't even, like,
they
and I even had a birthday
them.
Button on, and I had a crown on my head.
Wait, she said
so
I had a
everybody
birthday
knew
button.
It was my birthday.
So you even had, like, the birthday button, the sash, the crown,
yes.
And they didn't even say,
yes.
Hey, it's your birthday.
That's
you gotta, funny. I got to ask for it?
That's funny.
Yep.
I'm basically proclaiming it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely just, that's it.
My
dreams of, like, didn't they have free drinks at Starbucks and, like, free donuts and, like, free everything on your birthday? Now
you're
they
right.
don't do it anymore.
Let
now
me go
don't.
To the Starbucks what? App because I was just there yesterday.
What is going on? Because, yeah, they
Let
they
me
should
see,
be doing
did they
all
give
these
me
things?
A free birthday drink on the Starbucks app? Because
you know like,
I use it.
Qdoba be doing, like, a
they
little free
even,
entree?
They
or
didn't even
a
say happy birthday,
nothing. Oh,
it's just
sorry.
A regular, welcome back, Allison. Jeez, thanks.
Do you got the McDonald's app?
You didn't even know it was my birthday. Forget
even,
you, Starbucks.
Oh, no. Oh, they know.
They don't care.
But you know who remembered my birthday?
Who?
Nobody.
My bae.
bank. My bank. Oh. Associated Bank.
Well, of course they want your money.
They wish me a happy birthday in an email.
Shout out Associated Bank. So here's your statement. Woo. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that was all automated anyway. Nobody actually wrote that. But hey, thanks, Kate. Have a great day. I'm sorry your birthday
sucked. Happy birthday.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, poor Kate.
She said, man, she could tag along with us then today and get all the free stuff we could find.
Angie's in Waukesha on 8. Let's talk to her. Hi, Angie. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, queen.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. What do you think?
My idea, mm-hmm. right? We just did this weekend for my girlfriend's birthday on Friday. Okay. We went to a rec room, and it was the best experience ever. And I think...
What do you mean?
I think it would be great to bring in the new energy, the new birthday vibes, right?
Break
Go
stuff.
Into Trojan stuff, let it all out.
I am
let
feeling good.
Years out.
I feel like the antidepressants I started taking 2 months ago are finally kicking in. I'm coming out of my funk, baby.
Oh,
and I'm not even kidding.
We trying to put a bat in
you
your
stick
hands?
With them.
fair enough.
I feel like I'm coming back, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I am starting to feel good again. I feel
What's
like
up?
I'm coming out of the funk. And some of that might be summer.
Oh, and seasonal.
Some of the seasonal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
sure.
just honest, the right meds, to be quite honest. I'm being completely honest with that, getting everything right. So,
yeah.
And my therapist. So, honestly, I'm feeling good. So, you know what?
What's up?
Maybe.
Hey,
maybe.
I think you might be on to something, Angie.
Okay.
You know, it's a fun time. You can either break stuff or they do one where you can splatter paint and then you get to take home your own artwork.
What's
which
up?
Is you're
trying
fun
to get,
too.
You trying to get destructive
yes.
or get decorative?
You know I love to break things.
Exactly. Let's
it's
get
fun.
Destructive.
And you don't have to worry about ruining the new hairdo because they give you protection. So you don't have to worry about ruining the glam.
Girl, you know I'm not high maintenance. Even when I have my hair done, I'm not high maintenance. I'll put a hat on.
She came up with okay, all good. The options, though. Like, honestly, Angie got it on lock.
I just need one picture for the gram, and then I'm good messing up my hair.
A period.
And if it's open during the day, we don't got to wait until later, bro. We go Rage Room right now.
It's on the list.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Angie, thank you.
Let's go.
The
of
Rage
course.
Room.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
My friend Christine's already taking me to Bust and Stuff, she said. She said, that's my present. She wants me to go. And I said, girl.
Okay, so that idea is already taken.
I'm already breaking stuff.
That's already taken.
Dang go it. To Lori the OG. I want to pull her up because we haven't talked to her in a minute.
Yeah, where's she been,
she's
man?
Birthday twins with my son, Owen. Her birthday's on October 25th. But she is serious about birthdays.
Yeah, she is. She
hardcore.
Hardcore.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning to both of you and happy birthday, Miss Allie.
Thank you. Lori, what's your idea? What should DZ and I get into today?
You know what, mischievous.
How about going out to Adventure Rock in Brookfield?
Oh, you want DZ has
what's
no
Adventure
knee.
Rock?
He can't rock climb.
Oh, no.
Oh,
can't
do
it. I could,
oh,
but he
that's
couldn't.
Right,
I
yeah.
Is there a bar? Because DZ could sit there.
Actually, you could do 9 Below. That place is pretty cool.
Oh,
you build your own mini golf.
Yep,
yeah. DZ, screw it. Let's go to Slick City. Screw it.
What's Slick City?
The slide place, the new slide place. Screw your knee. You're going to get a new one. Let's just screw it.
Just go, finish.
Just
finish
go.
Yeah, but you want him to be able to walk out of the place, Allie.
No, because he's getting a new knee in a couple weeks.
Allie will carry me.
I'll carry him.
In literally a week.
I said I was going to decorate a wheelchair and push him around in it the whole summer after his knee surgery. So, Lori, we got this figured out. I'm going to put a Colombian flag on it.
Yep.
Everything. Like, it's going to be the best wheelchair you've ever seen.
When you see a wheelchair Sweet. With a KISS flag and a Colombian flag
that's
and, a,
us.
And a black dude screaming, Wepa.
And a tall blonde chick
pushing
screaming.
Him? Yeah, that's
screaming.
Us.
Did
yeah,
you put
us.
On a few pounds?
Shut up.
Pushing him up the hill.
Allie.
Have you eaten too many of the Oreos I gave you?
I did. I actually powered through half of that chocolate pack already, dog. I ain't going to lie to you. That's your fault. Listen, I just figured... You just gave us what we're doing today. We're going to get a wheelchair, and
we're
going
to
practice. We're going
to
practice you pushing me around.
That's actually
there you
fun.
Go.
Down,
you know what? You know, put a pinata right above his head, too, with some Oreos in
you
it.
You know what? Thank you for bringing up a pinata. Even though DZ and his wife brought me an orchid, they sure didn't bring me a pinata, and now I feel gypped.
Oh, now you're getting extra?
Now I am extra. Where the hell's my pinata?
There's nothing to hang it from in here, dog.
And
I'm sorry.
And I don't eat candy, but that's not the point.
Well, you can put nuts in a pinata. They make little travel
you
pack
had me
nuts.
At nuts. You had me at nuts.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm done with both of y'all, yo. Lori,
bye.
We love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Have a great day, hon.
Thank you. We have so many people on the phone still. Melissa and Kenosha are just, I mean, one more.
What's up?
One more.
What's up? Uno más.
Screw
it's
it.
It's your birthday,
Thank
dog.
Thank you. Melissa and Kenosha. We're trying to decide.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you, boo. What do you think DZ and I should do this afternoon after I get my hair done? Come on.
How many food apps do you have on your phone?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a good question. We probably got a bunch.
I have Cafe Zupas.
Because if you put your birthday in when you originally signed up, you get stuff for free, and that's baloney. You do get a free cup of coffee at Starbucks, because that is what I do on August 22nd every year, is I hit up my free stuff.
Day after my mom's day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I get all my
Aquarius
free stuff, and I have a Maj Paja stuff. Like bunt cake, you get a free bunt,
that's
a little
right.
bunt.
Anything bunt
you
cake
get
or nothing
a free
bunt
cup of coffee
whatever.
At Starbucks.
Wait a second. You're right, but I don't have any of these.
You don't got the app? Wait, do you need, this is the thing, do you need the
I
app?
I have because yes. Starbucks the app, and I there's when I opened it this morning, there was no happy birthday queen
here,
like you know Angie said or whoever said that.
Yeah.
Starbucks didn't greet
you
me like that.
You have your free coffee, but you have to get it today.
This is
they
a discussion.
They do not do the month long coffee
where
like
is it?
To be.
Hold on. This is a discussion for another
gift.
Day because if I have to have the app on my birthday to receive XYZ, y'all are just jipping me into another excuse
nope.
as to why I gotta have the app. Kate the Great, what
you
she
get
called?
Free
she said she had the button
at McDonald's
forget
on your birthday.
Them.
I don't eat
forget
nuggies.
Them nuggies. Kate Gray had the button. She had the crown. She basically had the sash
and
on.
They still
and
denied
face
her.
Face paint saying, it's my birthday.
You have to go through the app.
No,
trust
thank you.
Me.
That's trash.
I'm on the app.
Because Cousin Subs gives you a free sub.
Ooh, you had me at Cousins.
They got a sub?
I love
sub?
Their salads. You had me at Cousins. See, now I'm back.
A whole sub? Okay.
Now I'm back.
Okay, well, I'll get
yes,
the app.
Yes, the whole, like, 7.5-inch sub that you typically would get. Yes.
Okay, what are they going to give you, a bite? One quarter? Come on.
Really? Chiba Hook, they could get you a nug instead of the whole pinner.
You get a 4-piece chicken nugget from McDonald's or a free fry
chicken
or something.
Chicken nuggets. I got confused there. Thank you, DZ. Thank you, everybody, for your advice, okay? How do I look?
Fantastic.
Got a crown, and I've got, what are these?
Yes, queen.
I'm on
do
fire.
Do those light up like the sash does, bro?
Everything
you
lights
are kidding,
up.
Man.
How do I look?
You
where's
look
fit. The
you,
sash.
You got me
sash?
A sash?
Oh, it's at home.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and my friends just came by. Thank you, guys. My friend Christine and her daughter, Zaina. Hi.
Hi.
Zaina, how are you?
Good.
She's in sixth grade at Elmwood in New Berlin. I just want to shout out Elmwood.
These kids are getting cooler and cooler by the day,
oh,
man.
Should I put my crown back on?
Of course, you better keep that crown on.
I got to put my crown on while I'm on the air. It's kind of hard. Okay, DZ, we have a lot of things we have to cover real quick before
mm-hmm,
Am I the
mm-hmm,
Jerk starts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think we need to cover everything. I think we cover you.
Okay.
We're celebrating you, fam. It's your birthday.
Well, thank you, but I have something for you.
No, you need to cut it out.
I have so many stories to tell you. Where do we even start? Okay, let's start
with... It's your day. You do what you want. What's up?
This is a lot to cover right now. One, thank you for bringing me my birthday present. Christine, and I call her my wifey.
Mm-hmm.
So she got me a cup that says wifey.
That's the big
her
wifey
and I,
cup.
We're single mom friends, and we hang out, and we cry together, and it's great, okay? And then we go back to being parents. Okay, it's fantastic.
It sounds
and
like a fruitful.
And we
work
out.
And we lay out all summer together and we work out.
So y'all are BFFs, aka
we drink
wifey.
And we work out together. We do it all.
Aka y'all going to ride or die. For
and
sure.
Then her daughter, Zaina, is the sweetest. And she's got other kids too, but Zaina came today before school. And last night, we were coming up with a list of ideas,
for what?
DZ, for who should fill in while you're gone.
Ooh.
And let me just start by saying DZ's having knee surgery. Enough about my birthday. DZ's having knee surgery next Tuesday. He doesn't want to talk about it, so I'm doing exactly that.
Happy birthday, Ali. It's your birthday. We're going to do what you
Christine
want.
Christine and her daughter already know what I got you. Every day I'm giving you something to
you
make it easier.
You know, too? Ooh.
I don't know if Zaina knows.
Y'all been
but,
plotting against me this whole time.
But Christine knows. Okay, hold this. They're different colors and different sizes.
This could be anything, G.
And you're going to need these, DZ.
No. You are so evil in the best of ways. Allie got me an extendable grabber.
It's a grabber, like old people need when they can't reach things. You got every size. You got blue.
Does
you
that
got
different angles?
You got orange. You got pink.
How many did you? Was there a deal on a 10-pack?
Nah, I got you one for each room, though. Let me tell you what. What color is that one in there?
There's another one in here.
And they're
let me
different
open
lengths.
It.
So DZ's not going to be able to move because it's not like knee replacement surgery. It's not like knee replacement surgery where they want him up and moving.
No.
On this, they want you to. You have to let it regenerate. It's different.
I got to let the bone and the marrow and the cartilage all fuse with the donor and mine, so
there
I can't. I cannot move. Move. Wow, that's so, got reach.
Dude, I got the longest one I could find. They're grabbers like old people use. Yeah.
Whoa, so I got a blue one. I got a what? A pink one. I got an orange one.
Leave these in every room, and then you'll have one in each room.
No matter where I'm at.
I'm the surgery queen, you know?
They're go-go gadget.
For real.
And then when you can't move and nobody's at the house or somebody is there and you just don't want to annoy people, you're going to be like, hey, pull up with the balloons, guys. Hey, you know what?
I got a robotic arm.
I need my keys. You know
what?
Hold on. I need my keys. Can you grab my... I got the keys.
This thing is versatile.
You know what? You know what? I can't reach my trophy. Can you get me my trophy?
Oh, hand it over.
Got
I got it.
It.
I got it. Oh, nope. Don't
Never
got
mind.
It.
You know what?
I'm not handy with these things yet, G. Why are you so good at holding with these?
Oh, it doesn't hold anything heavy.
These arms...
I don't know why I'm so good at this.
I don't know
I
why
am.
You're so good at holding these
I
things.
Am. Anyway.
You got them early. You need practice.
Thank you.
So my
Thank
friend
you.
Christine and her daughter are in here for my birthday, and she knew I got you the grabbers. So you're welcome, because these are cheap and funny, and you don't like to make it about you, but too late. So there you go. You got grabbers for every room, and every day, the gifts are going to get better and better. Every day.
You got more gifts? Why? I got grabbers for days. Look, I got a grabber for each arm. I got a Nemo grabber in my right hand and a good old long one in my left. Look at me. Grabby. What am I grabbing?
Whatever you want.
Shout out Mr. Grabby Man, my boy Greg.
Whatever you want. See, you got a whatever you want. Oh, my God.
Lord.
Oh, I didn't even read to him the list we came up with. I forgot what we were doing, Christine. Sorry. So Christine and I were working out together yesterday.
Okay.
And I said, we need to come up with a list of people that could fill in if we even have fill-ins. Because
oh, yeah.
I asked Christine and her daughter, they're loyal listeners, even though they're friends and I pay them to listen. And I said, do you think I need someone to come on with me? Do you think you'll still be entertained if DZ's not with me? And she said, you'll be fine.
Be honest.
Right. I mean,
no, be honest.
DZ, I love you on the radio, but she's a strong,
lady.
She'll
be fine.
She'll be
so
fine.
She said
exactly.
I could do it alone.
Yeah, independent
sure.
on her own, 100%.
But then we started thinking, what if? It's going to be a couple weeks. How fun.
Let's be honest. Being in here, you get bored fast by yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
And there's nobody to talk to.
Being strong and independent aside,
right.
you just get bored and alone. Yeah. Like this becomes an isolated isolated endeavor where you're sitting here talking to a wall and pretending like you're talking to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It gets boring and it kind of sucks sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we started coming up with a list. And at first we said, should we ask local city mayors to come on? And then we went, nah. Because you know what? Some are going to have good personalities and some aren't.
Chevy
I said
would
what
be
I
great
said.
On air.
Yeah, and Chevy probably wouldn't have time and wouldn't come.
Yeah, that's true.
But we know enough mayors, but we both looked at each other and went, no.
Nah.
We agreed. Not to the, nah, they're all going to be, there. No, we're not
what
doing
about,
mayors.
What about different prominent figures in the area, like business owners and like people that are cool like that?
She brought that up. That's a possibility.
Not to make it a sales thing, but it could go through sales then if they really wanted to.
Well, hear me out. We also said, should we ask the regulars? Maybe.
I mean, the regulars is a fail-safe. In my opinion,
everybody knows them.
We got 1,000 people that could come in.
But then it got real, and we really, the brain started working in our brainstorm session, and it got better.
Okay, second round came to the table.
We got it. Wait, should we ask local fire departments?
Okay.
And then we went, hell yeah!
And hey, boys.
I'll be here every day.
And she'll come and help.
Now we've got a free producer, volunteer, photographer.
So we call the fire chief and we go, send your two funniest firemen, right? Can you imagine? And if you have fire women, send them.
Obviously, send the fire women.
Send the women before the men,
obviously.
Because
we're non-sexist, obviously.
And
thank
that's
you.
For the real reason.
Uh-huh,
and then we said, if we don't want to do that, what if we invited guys I've dated?
All the rejects.
I understand.
To come co-host the show with me. What about that?
No, now I understand why you hadn't told me about this until just now.
Unfortunately, you could be gone for months.
The ideas just got worse and worse.
Possibilities are endless.
You have so many people on. I really hope that I can connect from home before that. We get anywhere near there.
Dumpster fire for days.
You got a good 65 days that you can be off before we get...
The show's just called Dumpster Fire then. You know, you yeah. mean, I'm about to outpatient the surgery. I'll be back in 48 hours,
thank
y'all.
You.
Okay.
Thank
you. So, in conclusion...
You start talking about the exes? No.
Should any of these fill in while you're gone next week for your knee surgery or no?
Working backwards, the exes or the rejects? Nah, no, son. Nah. No. No, no, no.
Okay, fine.
Don't bring in no BBL boo up in this bad boy.
You know what?
Especially when I'm not here. Especially when I'm not here. The regulars.
You would die if I brought in guys I've dated.
I'd be bothered.
You've never met.
I'd be sibling annoyed.
Have you met three? Two? Three? I don't know.
Three. I think three.
You think you've met three? That's really
funny. I'd be sibling annoyed. I would be. I'd be like, wow, you would bring them when I'm not home.
My bad.
Regulars, cool.
Well,
that's fine.
You know what? Thank you for making this about me, but enough about me. I'm actually getting sick of myself.
What's
at
up?
This point. Can
okay.
we do something Aww, else now?
No, you know.
I love you guys, but can we do something else now?
You trying
real?
To get right into Am I the Jerk then?
Yeah,
what you trying to
and
do?
And then the Am I the... Should we make it what I did to you last night? Because I was going to talk about rummage sales for Am I the Jerk.
I mean, maybe.
I really...
I don't think you are jerky, though.
My friend, you have to speak into the mic a little. She's so soft-spoken. DZ, what I did last night is so Wisconsin.
We both had jerk situations last
we
night.
We did?
So you know how I had
no,
my...
No, what I did was really rude.
My diversity club that I went to for my niece yesterday,
yeah.
I drove all the way to Illinois for my niece Honor May's diversity club. Tell me why I ain't giving my chair for a lady when she came in and there was no chairs left.
You didn't give up your chair for a lady?
So didn't.
They don't know you have a bum knee.
Sure didn't. I didn't give him my chair. I don't care.
Total jerk.
I mean, what y'all try? Okay, my bad.
Why didn't you give her the
Did
chair?
Did you limp around and make it look like you?
Nope,
were
sure
bad.
Didn't.
Did you tell her you have a bad knee?
Nope, sure didn't.
Did she give you a dirty look?
A little bit.
Oh my God. Well, in the next 20 seconds, we're going to decide what Am I the Jerk is. Hit it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look, what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I was going to say that I bailed on volleyball at 9:30, but screw that. Let's talk about you not putting a chair out, because that was truly what I did. That was mine. They asked me to play volleyball at 9:30 last night on the league, and I bailed and didn't respond and acted like I didn't see it.
Oops.
I didn't even respond, DZ.
9:30? No, that's too
and
late.
And I made my friend go, and she goes, I'll take one for the team, because tomorrow's your birthday.
Homie.
And I went, thank you, and then I moved on with my life. So that was my Am I the Jerk. I bailed on my volleyball league that I've joined.
Not the
just
jerk.
Because I didn't like the 9:30 time.
I texted you at 8, and you said, it's dark in my room, I'm in my bed.
That night, was true.
Night.
I was in my bed, okay? That was not a lie. That was the true story.
I believed it, and I would have been, too.
It being your birthday today honestly makes you not
it.
The jerk.
Inevitably.
Of course
right.
you milked it.
But you know what? This isn't about me anymore. This is about DZ. Now, why would you not pull? You did not give a woman your seat.
Hear
explain.
Me out. This isn't like I was on the
Hear
bus.
Hear me out.
I wasn't on public transit here, right? We were at Diversity Club at my niece's school. I drove to Illinois to her school, right? Literally.
And they asked you to come because you're Colombian, you're black. You represent.
Ding, ding, ding.
You're like, I will come to Diversity Club and I will be a part of this.
I consider myself diverse. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
I would just join it. I don't know if I could speak at it, but I would join it.
Right.
Just so you know.
But there was people from all walks of life
yeah,
there. So
it's cool.
I pulled up and they were doing, you know, different activities from different cultures. And it
cool.
took me a little bit to catch up, right? But it was like, it's activities for first through third graders.
Got it.
Imagine there's not very like detail here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was more for the snacks and
I'm
to support.
I'm glad that they're trying to teach kids though, because you know I grew up Jewish, and my mom every single year in elementary school would come to school and she would actually bring like latkes and all these foods
yep.
we make
yep.
we would make at home, and she would come in and do a presentation, not to like make anyone religious, but to teach them about what our religion was, because nobody else was Jewish that I grew up with.
Exactly.
So she would be like, here's the traditions we have in our family to make it less weird to the other kids, right? And so they would learn about a different religion, they'd learn that we have traditions and why I'm at temple on certain days and not at school. Like
mm-hmm.
I grew up pretty religious. So
mm-hmm.
so those were things my mom would come and teach the class about so they would learn. Because
exactly.
how else would you learn?
And they spent the year doing
yeah.
that. And this was like the culmination
That's
of like
cool.
the end of year, the last Diversity Club day where family was invited.
Yeah.
And my niece Honor May invited me. She
yeah.
was like, cool, the cool uh-huh. uncle, pull up. So
well, that's
of course,
just because you're cool. Yeah.
I pulled up, right? Naturally, we're just hanging out, sitting there. A mom comes in late. And mind you, I mean, her daughter is at the table that I'm sitting at with. with my niece.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks at me like expecting me to give up the chair or something. And I'm looking at her going, I'm sitting here with my kid also, bro. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to do. Sorry.
Oh, because you know what?
This isn't my place.
A dad with a baby is the same as a mom with a baby, for the record.
I didn't have my kids.
Oh, I thought you said you were sitting there with your kid.
Well, with my niece. She's my child in this moment.
Yeah, like, that counts.
You know what I mean? Like, I am giving her the attention. So unless you want me to now give you the chair and move about the way, right?
You're getting your knee fixed in less than a week.
Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Had you not had a bum knee, would you have gotten up?
Probably.
Interesting.
Way quicker. I would have given the seat up.
But you didn't tell her.
I didn't even realize that she was expecting me, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was just there, and she stood at the table for a good 5-10 seconds.
Yeah.
And like, looked at me at the table, and then I realized, I was like, oh, snap. She was waiting for me to be the gentleman and give her the chair. It only didn't click until one of the teachers walked over and said, here, let me grab you a chair from, like, a side room or something.
Oh, but everyone looked at you because you're the dude.
Because I'm
the only guy.
At that table, yeah.
This is where being a guy sucks.
I was the only guy at the table.
For once, we found a loophole why being a man is not fun.
And I didn't think twice of it until she was staring at me going, huh, I wonder. And
we
I ain't say nothing about my knee. I ain't say nothing about nothing. I'd be completely honest with you. I just sat in the chair and kept on going with my activity. So I want to know, I guess, am I the jerk for not standing up, giving her the chair, and not saying anything about me having a bum leg? I didn't feel like I needed to tell her why I didn't give her my seat.
Yeah, you did.
Which really? Makes
you, yes, because I'd be looking at you going, wow, that's a
rude?
Jerk. Wow, that guy didn't even want to get up for me. How rude.
She was 20 minutes late. I'm sorry that you didn't arrive on time to get a chair. Yeah.
Fair.
You can stand next to your child now. Is this not a moment of equality in the world?
See, now my wifey, my friend Christine, we call each other wifey, she's in here for my, she came by with her daughter Zaina for my birthday. She says, what do you say?
She should have grabbed a chair. She was late.
She was late.
Yeah.
Granted, she.
Look at her, my friend sticking up for you even.
Yeah.
We're in a school. We don't know where these chairs are coming from, right? She's just coming to the table where her child is and wondering where she's going to sit.
Well, we got a name, Bum Leg Billy, a.k.a. DZ.
A.k.a. DZ.
Bum Leg Billy wants to know if he's the jerk for not giving the woman his chair at this diversity day. Betty in Waukesha said, not the jerk. If I arrive somewhere later than other people, there's no way I would expect anyone, man or woman, to feel bad. Hold on though, DZ. When we are late to they set up these meetings in our building at 10 a.m. all the time.
Yeah.
And we're on the air till 10.
Yep.
So DZ and I always walk into these meetings in our conference room.
Couple minutes late.
10:05 because we're always, and we walk in, we're obnoxious and loud, and we make an entrance, right?
Rampa.
And they're already in the middle of the meeting.
Yep.
So we walk in, and there we are,
tra-la-la.
Right? Tra-la-la. And it's kind of like, you know, if there's no chairs, we sit on, what's it called,
off to the side, off to the ledge, on the counter, if
no
you will.
No man in that room has ever
stood up and been like, hey, Allie, sit down.
Here's a chair, Allie.
We're
they
all in
look
the meeting.
At me, and they let me sit in the back on the table.
Because
not once,
what
I think, that's where I was going with that.
We are all equal in that endeavor. We all as parents, like, I got there on time. I sat in the chair, right? Like,
the jerk, even a little. Women need to stop expecting stuff. This is from a female. Too.
They all looked at like for real, everybody in that room kind of looked at me expecting me to have given up the chair. And I didn't realize it until later, and I went, oh snap. Whoa.
What, Zaina?
What's youngin?
It's her fault for being late. Like,
look at how we all manipulate the story to make it work. Somebody said he could have just got up and walked limping so she would feel bad.
Give her another chair and be like, don't worry about it.
See?
Ow. Help me get back to this area where I can just stand on one foot.
All right, Bum Leg Billy, a.k.a. DZ, wants to know if he's the jerk for not giving up his seat for the woman who came in late.
Talk to me.
You jerk. You jerk. Talk to you next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk for not giving up his chair for a woman that came in? He was at his niece's school trying to help for diversity day, and you were sitting down. They don't know you have a bum knee and that you're getting knee surgery next week, but doesn't matter. She came in late. You didn't give her the seat.
I didn't give it up. I did not give my seat up. And it wasn't until I realized that the room was looking at me that I went, oh, snap.
Unbelievable.
I should have given up my chair because her daughter was at the table I was sitting at with my niece. So I'm like, oh, snap. I should have given up my chair. I felt jerky.
Shannon's in West Milwaukee. Pull her up.
Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon in West Milwaukee. Hey, Shannon.
Morning, Shannon.
Hi, you guys. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you back.
Happy birthday.
Aw, thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate that.
I'm going to start with, like, Dizzy, you're not a jerk. Because you know what? If she wanted to see, she should arrive way before it even started.
Mm.
You don't come 20 minutes late and expect someone to give you your seat.
Sure,
no.
Sure.
You should have been here on time.
So does it change?
I was going to say.
Does it change if I feel like she was coming from work?
Yep.
Because I think, it was in the middle of the day. It started at like 2:30. Mm-hmm. It was from 2:30 to 3:30. I'm going to be real with you. I reserved that information until just now because I was trying to fix the votes. But I think she was also coming from another job, like, or from a job. I don't know where, but she was coming in like late, looking like, knew she was late. And when she realized she was at our table, she, walked right up and looked me in my eyeballs.
Listen to what somebody texted in. Nay from Greenfield said, not the jerk. Bleep that lady. He's literally crippled. She doesn't know that, though, you guys.
She has no clue. She
doesn't
even care.
Know.
And I could fake it well if I'm just standing there. I don't look like my knee is bummed out, right? Like,
no, totally. Mm. All right, thanks, Shannon. Have a good day. Not the jerk.
You too. Yeah.
Bye, Shannon. Thank you.
You could tell she was entering mom mode there at the end. It was getting louder and louder.
Bye now.
She was in panic mode.
Gotta go bop somebody.
Lori's in Cedarburg. She's one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song.
Where's it at?
I don't know. You tell me.
There it is.
Hey, Lori.
Morning, fam.
Morning. Well, first, we gotta say happy birthday, Allie.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And second of all, DZ, you are not a jerk.
Ooh, two for two?
You guys, come on.
Well, it's the diversity club. We should be diverse. And we shouldn't, women, even being late, shouldn't expect a seat just because we're a woman. We should stand in the back. If I had my kid there and I was late, I would just stand at the table with the kid.
Huh.
Well, somebody texted in. Rachel in Port Washington said, D's knees is not the jerk.
D's knees.
You guys are the best.
I can't stand y'all, bro. Leave me alone.
All right, Lori. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Much love, Lori.
What
bye.
What more do you say after that?
D's
last
knees.
But not Last but not least, pull up Anna in Sherman Park. She's trying so hard to get her own theme song.
What's today? Day three?
I guess. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And go, Allie. It's your birthday. Go, Allie. It's your birthday.
Thank you. I'm dancing with you. Thank you. Somebody said, crippled or not, what gives her the right to the chair?
The fact that she's a woman. I'm going to be completely honest with you. The fact that I was raised that way with chivalrous in my, just chivalrous intentions in my heart and spirit as a man, hurt or not, I'm going to stand up and give that chair up. I'm going to do that because guess what? When the next mother walked in with the child, even later than this last mother that we're talking about, what did I do? I stood up and I gave her the chair.
Yeah.
Because I knew that there weren't any more chairs left.
Yeah.
So now the real instinct kicked in and I went, here's my, I'll stand up now and I'll sit on the stairs, right?
Brooke in Greenfield said, 100% not the jerk. I would have gotten up limping and made a whole scene since she wanted one by expecting someone to give up their chair. You guys are wild. Oh my gosh.
Y'all are funny, but I appreciate it. Y'all appreciate y'all not calling me the jerk.
Yeah. So Anna's still on the phone. Thank you, Anna. Did we get her?
You are not the jerk.
Oh, not the jerk. Did she even say
you
that?
Are not the jerk?
She said not the jerk.
I'm sitting over here coughing all this dust up from the broom being swept out.
Ooh, she coughing from the broom, baby. Sweep City, not the jerk.
Thank you, Anna. Have a good day.
Have a good day, y'all.
Appreciate
love
ya. Much love, Anna. I knew she was saying not the jerk. She loved a bro like that.
Melissa on the south side said not the jerk. The mom should have come on time. And just because she's a woman does not mean that seat is expected to be given up. I can see it was an old lady, a grandma. That's a different story. But this was a young in shape fit mother. Oh, no, we're saying it doesn't matter, period. If it was a woman, we're saying you're fine.
Can I be honest? I still disagree with y'all.
Really?
I think I'm the jerk.
Old school in you.
Regardless of me being like not the jerk, vacuum sweep, right? Anna brought it in. She said this dust from this broom, not the jerk.
Not
I still think I'm the jerk.
You're good
I should have given it up immediately off rip. For real. That's how my brain works, but I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right, DZ, you're good to go.
Let's go. I'm good to go.
All right. You ready to give away tickets? I just realized we got to give away tickets now.
We off the rails. It's your birthday, and we do what we want.
This
what you trying to do?
This show is wild. I hope you guys are keeping up today, because we are a hot mess in a good way.
We do got to do tickets,
We do got to do tickets. We have Morgan Wallen tickets right now, and then at 8:40, we've got 3-day VIP passes to Milwaukee Pride, which is happening in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be out there for that. I cannot wait. You can't because your knee, but you know.
Say I won't try though.
You might try. So Morgan Wallen, 7:45, Pride Fest coming up next hour. Are you ready to do Morgan Wallen?
Right now, let's do some Morgan Wallen.
Sure. What number caller should we pick?
Let's go low numbers today.
20.
20, whoa.
Because it's the 20th.
Oh, that's low.
No, I'm not doing 4. That's 20. Too easy.
It's your birthday.
20. We'll do caller 20. Good luck. 414-533-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM. We're off the rails, but that's okay, because Dustin's in West Bend this morning, and he really wants to win these Morgan Wallen tickets. Morgan Wallen's coming to Camp Randall in Madison. Mm-hmm. I just realized, what if somebody doesn't even know what Camp Randall is? I say it, but I assume everyone knows Camp Randall Stadium.
I just assumed everybody knew. You know what I'm saying?
I did too, but you never know.
You never know. Camp Randall is in Madison. That's where the Badgers play football and whatnot. Yeah, for sure.
But Dustin's on the phone. Hi, Dustin. Good morning.
Morning.
What's happening up in West Bend today?
I'm on my way to work.
The WB sounds boring. Where do you work, though?
I work at an insurance company.
Even more boring. Jinx! Yeah. Double jinx!
Dang it!
But we love you anyway, man. You're still a cool dude, Dustin.
Yeah, I think.
For the most part, you sound all right.
I mean, if you want to give me a deal on insurance, you're really cool.
So what kind of insurance you sell?
Yeah, just kidding. Dustin, don't answer that. Dustin, thank you for calling. You're going to see Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
You ever seen him in concert?
I have not, no. My niece loves him, though, so she's probably getting... Yeah, she's probably going.
I love it. Everybody's winning for somebody else this week, you know? I'm into this.
Yep.
Well, Dustin, you're a good uncle.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Somebody's going to be in touch, Dustin. Congratulations. Have fun at Morgan Wallen on June 29th.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Much love,
bye.
Man. Peace.
We have more tickets coming up at 8:40 to Milwaukee Pride. 3-day VIP passes are coming up. That's at 8:40.
VIP, son.
Yep. And I don't know if you know this, but Disney Descendants, very, very popular. Yeah, I knew the
perk some ears. Perk some ears.
Sixth grader
now
in the room visiting would perk up.
Uh-huh.
Disney Descendants, if you go online right now to 1037kissfm.com, we're giving away tickets to the Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour August 5th at Fiserv Forum.
Lit.
So go to 1037kissfm.com. You just enter to win right there. It's an online contest, and maybe you'll get tickets to the Disney Descendants. There's a lot of kids on their way to elementary and middle school who would love to go to that.
100%.
And high school and adults.
There's some adults. I'll say some high schoolers, some adults, and some past that too.
My neighbors dressed up as the Disney Descendants one year, and I was like, what are you?
What are y'all?
And they were like, we're the Disney Descendants.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad.
Wow, way to be disrespectful, Allie.
My bad. All right. Well, all right. So can we take a break, play a song?
You need. Yeah.
I need a break.
Please.
I need a break, and then I'm going to tell you, do you want me to tell you the story about the orchid or no? why orchids are...
I think so, because otherwise...
I have a birthday story that involves a dude and an orchid, and it's really funny.
And now we got another birthday story with a dude, a.k.a. bro, me, and an orchid.
I have to tell you the story next, that DZ doesn't know that what he did by giving me an orchid, it's really funny.
I might have just triggered some old trauma.
No, it's a good thing in the end. Okay. It's a good thing. Just hold on. I'll tell you about the orchid next, okay? There's a story.
Fine.
I gotta get coffee. Hold on. I can't even see you over all the stuff in the studio.
Got a mountain of stuff everywhere.
I'm like, hey, DZ, how you doing? No, seriously, this is so funny. 103.7, Kiss FM. DZ, this was so sweet that you brought me a purple orchid. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was really sweet.
I've never actually... Well, I have owned an orchid.
I have a story attached to this, huh?
And this is a beautiful purple orchid, and I'm excited to see how long... If I talk to this, will it live longer? Is this one of the plants... Like, this is a plant I can talk to,
All plants are living beings.
I didn't know you could... That's so cool that you can talk to them.
I genuinely think that you can talk to your plants and have them live longer.
Well, I'm going to talk to this
respond,
one.
Yeah.
I might give it a name.
Good.
Because I've had one purple orchid in my life, and I'd love to tell you the story. It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I was dating a guy by the name of Jim Poppy. Yeah, I'm bringing it up.
No.
And I was at his house.
No.
This is a great story. No. I was at his house. You know I'm off the rails when I'm telling this one. I was at his house, and he had a purple orchid on the counter one day. Uh-huh. And I went, where'd you get the flower? And he went, oh, my therapist, which he didn't have one, my therapist said I need a plant to take care of something every day. And I went, Oh, that's cool.
He lied about having a therapist?
I don't know if he had a therapist. I don't think it was an actual therapist. I think it was like a friend you call. Oh. So anyway, I don't know about his therapist.
His confidant? None of my, okay.
Who cares? Maybe they were a therapist. Who knows? Not important to the story.
Anyway.
The point is he had this purple orchid on his counter.
Yeah.
And about a week later, it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up on the morning of my birthday. It was a Saturday morning in 2023. I won't forget. And he pulled up with balloons and a purple orchid.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat it down and I went, that was so nice.
That's so adorable.
What happened to the purple orchid on your counter? And his face did the blink eye thing where you realize you've been lying and you forgot that I saw the purple orchid on your counter.
Yeah.
And it was he had given me the flower on his counter that he forgot about. That's a true story. So every time I see the purple orchid, I get angry. So now you have given me a beautiful purple orchid and you have fixed that memory for me. And now it's from you and Aaron and the boys. Yep. And I'm going to let this sucker live. And nobody's going to bring me a recycled flower on my birthday ever again.
That's brand
new.
And
I appreciate you.
Nobody else has owned it.
And nobody else has lied and brought it to me and said that it was brand new.
My therapist tell me to get an orchid.
I asked him at the time, I go, what happened to the purple one you have? And he goes, I gave it to my mom. And I was like, sure. So now when I go over there, it's going to be gone. Yet I have a purple orchid. Yep. Okay.
Hey, yo.
You went out and bought a brand new purple orchid just for me, huh?
Whoa.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's the funny purple orchid. I had to tell that story.
I've never heard that story.
Because why would I tell you such a horrific story? I mean, until you got me a purple orchid.
And
that was
up.
Symbolic of what I was working with. So anyway, thank you. I think it's beautiful. And what I find fascinating about this is you just put ice cubes in it.
Yeah, orchids are pretty, you know, like self-sustained.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to necessarily keep blooming mm-hmm. forever, but they will bloom a few times unless you let it dry out completely. But you take care of it, it'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And orchids actually do grow. So, yeah,
show
some love.
Ironically, I'm going to get my hair done today because that's when she could get me in. And last time I was there, she has this orchid who looked totally dead. And then I went back like 6 months later and it was totally alive. And I was like, how did you do that?
Yep.
She's like, I don't even know how that thing came back to life. I'm like, that thing was dead.
You got to give it a chance.
Oh, it's back.
Yeah. People think orchids die out.
I'm not giving up on you, boo. I'm talking to the flower,
that
not
part.
You, DZ.
No, they don't give up on me either.
I won't give up on you either, DZ, but for real though, the flower, I'm gonna name her. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. I'm gonna keep it alive.
Just for
thank you for the purple orchid. I love it.
For continuity's sake, you don't still have the other purple orchid, right?
Are you kidding me? I tossed it in the trash as soon as we were.
I'm just making sure.
As soon as I was done with him, so was the orchid.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, no, why would I keep a flower from a dude that recycled it?
No, because it's flowers. And right, like people keep flowers, people love plants, like Mr. Green Thumbs over here. People love to, it doesn't matter what it or where it came from. No, you love to keep a plant alive.
It's the thought that counts. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
100%.
Just tell me you recycle the flower.
A plant is a plant. A plant is a plant.
No, I love this. No, but now I have a new, this is like what I needed. I'm saying, DZ, you always come in without realizing and fixing a memory for me. See, you've given me a new memory.
I'm cool with that.
Much like, you know, Hudson with the note this morning.
And I put intention behind these too, because if you notice.
It's weird how you always do it.
It's a two-stem orchid. When you only see one-stem orchids.
Yeah.
So it's two in one pot when you normally don't get two in one pot like that. And there's still a lot of the bottom and top rungs that haven't flourished yet. So that bad boy, when those purpley leaves start to wilt out.
I can't wait to watch it.
The ones on top and on bottom are still going to pop out. So I think you should throw it in some actual soil, not just keep it in that, right?
Like plant it?
Put some planting soil because it'll flourish even more.
Inside or outside?
Outside. I think you should.
Really?
In a window. A very bright window, not outside.
Okay. Summertime, would I plant an orchid?
Summertime outside, but plant it in a planter and keep it near a very sunlit window.
This is amazing. You're going to love it. 2 ice cubes a week. That's all. You just put 2 ice cubes in it, and what a great plant to start out with.
That's all it takes. Keep that bad boy alive.
Thank you, DZ. I love it. Somebody said orchids actually go dormant in winter, so they look dead, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how it came back to life.
Gotta
my hairstylist.
Got to give it a second.
I love it. Thank you so much. It's been a good day. I appreciate you, DZ.
You're welcome, G.
Thank
I'm
you
glad
very
you like
much.
It.
I'm going to change now to say you're not the jerk.
Gas me up now.
You're not the jerk, okay?
Liar.
All right, let's play a song. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. dias.
Buenos dias. I'm so excited to give away these tickets in less than 15 minutes to Milwaukee Pride Fest, which is happening in a couple of weeks at the Summerfest grounds.
Hey, 3 days VIP.
Yeah, we're giving out VIP passes for every 3 days. This is a good prize,
it's
you
lit.
Guys.
This is very good. It's as good as it gets.
Pride Fest is fun. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up in less than 15 minutes. But I do want to say, you and I and your wife, and what did we name him again? What was the guy that we just went on the double date with?
Oh, OB.
OB, thank you.
I'm more so like homie.
Homie. My homie. We went on a double date on Saturday night. We checked out the new Cooper's Hawk in Greenfield. They invited us to the soft opening.
Yeah.
And
the
we
one
got
on
to
Sir
go.
Lane. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So DZ said, you trying to make this a double date? I said, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was only my second date with this guy, but he came with us. He was a good sport. We had a blast.
The food was delicious.
Him and I are probably just going to be friends, but that's okay.
I pissed off the chef.
Why?
Well, because you remember my
you
food.
Didn't... No, no. I think
I was reading between the lines accurately.
I think
on
that
the
chef was more worried about you and the food you got. Because your food took a second, but they said he didn't like the one he cooked. He's making a new one.
Because I asked for substitutions.
You did?
I did.
And
then they didn't bring the substitutions.
DZ, you screwed everybody over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was my fault. We're going to talk about that another time.
That's not the point of the story.
Anyway.
The point of the story is we're on a double date on Saturday.
Right.
This went nowhere because I know you want the date update. But during the conversation, mm-hmm. he has a tattoo. This guy, OB, has a tattoo behind his ear.
Which I didn't see,
you
by
didn't
the way.
See because it was on my side. Because we were at a four-seater table. So he was next. Like, I was across from you, and he was across from Aaron at the four-seater, right? So I could see his ear. He had, like, a tattoo. And I go, what is that tattoo behind your ear? And he goes, oh, it's for my lucky number. And I go, what's your lucky number? And he goes, 5. And I go, oh. And then DZ.
I was like, oh, lit. My lucky number. Numbers 3.
And then Aaron, your wife, said,
my number's 13.
And then you guys all looked at me and you said,
what's your number, Allie?
And I go, I don't think I have a lucky number.
And the table erupted.
Silence. And then erupted. And you guys were like, what? I mean, you guys looked at me like I
blasphemous.
Had a disease.
Yeah, you
I mean,
did.
I was
you
contagious.
Do.
You guys were like, what do you mean you don't have a lucky number? I'm like, and then Aaron, your wife, said, I said, well, how do I know what it is? And Aaron goes, well, what do you see all the time?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know.
You know, do you look at the clock at a certain time all the time, and
she
it's
said
like
it always is 8:13 when she looks at the clock. That's why 13 is her number. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I mean, no, well,
it's
I don't.
Also, it's also her birthday, 8:13. So don't let her tell you. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's right. She didn't point the Aaron. It's you her, cheated the system.
Her birthday
on that
is 8:13. Right?
Okay, fine.
But my number's
how
3.
How did 3 get to be your number?
3 is my number because my life is a causation of 3s. Like, think of a trinity, right? A triangle, if you will. Every jersey I've ever worn has been a multiple of 3.
Okay.
All of the things that I've tended to do has been in multiples of 3.
Yeah.
And usually my life somehow relates to multiples of 3. My birthday, 6/9/93. You can add it, you can divide it, you can subtract it.
Yeah.
It's all somehow related to a mathematical equation of 3. We had 3 babies. Now
you
only
did.
Only 2 are with us, our mm-hmm. our boys, but Elsie we
babies.
Consider as our third child, mm-hmm. right? My wife and I will not have any more children, mm-hmm. right? So 3, right? Mm-hmm. You name it. It's mm-hmm. my life has always revolved around some notion of the number 3.
Yeah.
My mom's favorite number is 9.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So my number being 3.
It's part of her number.
Part of her number
okay.
even.
Well, so I like to gamble. Okay.
Yeah,
I talked about how we're going to the casino this weekend. In fact, I can't wait to go
true.
To Pato.
Shout out Pato.
I love Las Vegas. I lived it. I was on the radio in Las Vegas. People don't know that about me. In my early 20s, I was on a morning show for a while. I mm-hmm. loved living in Vegas when I was 23.
So how do you not have a lucky number,
dude,
fool? What
I don't
are you
know.
Talking
I would
about?
Play roulette all the time. I love roulette, and that's all about picking numbers. Like, roulette is you put
or
your,
you bet on color.
You put your money on a number or a color. So
yeah.
it's all numbers. And I always used to put 20
okay.
because of my birthday.
Okay.
But that's based on I don't have any proof to say that's my lucky number. I would just pick numbers that meant something to me. So I'd be like, oh, Hudson's born on September 4th. Okay, 4. Owen's born on the 25th. 25. October. Okay. Like, oh, I have an extra number. Now I'll do my mom's birthday. That's 9. January 9.
So
when
pick
I'm picking numbers, I'm just guessing like crazy.
You don't have numbers that mean
something. I have to figure out what my lucky number is.
Like
now I'm
for
flustered.
Real, if I were to play the lotto, right, on a regular
right.
basis.
I don't know what I'd play.
My numbers would be like
all
3, 6, 9, 51, shoot. 27, 33, 13, because of my wife, right? Obviously, then I'd, well, and because of our son, Danny.
Do
he
you...
was born on the 13th, too. But yeah, it's usually might be because of their my numbers.
We, yeah. No, I want to know, 414-533-1037, you can call or text. Do you have a lucky number?
Everybody got a lucky number but you, I guarantee it.
I swear to you, I never thought about this, though, until you all looked at me shocked. And that was it. I mean, OB, Orphan Boy, has a whole tattoo with his lucky number. I mean, that's how serious people are about lucky numbers.
For real.
Because that's how this started, was I said, what's that tattoo behind your ear? He's like, it's my lucky number. 5. And I'm like, huh?
And then the whole table went around. Table. We all shared. We all got lucky numbers and not you.
All right. All right. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. I don't have a lucky number. I guess I need to figure out what my lucky number is.
Everybody's got a lucky number.
103.7 Kiss FM. Saucy said hers is 49. If you know, you know. I don't know. I don't know why it's 49.
Maybe your lucky number is 103.7.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm. I mean, maybe. That's a constant in your life.
It is.
103.
Don't jinx me.
1,037 is your lucky number.
1,037. It's not an
option.
Minus
3.
It's not an option, DZ. No. No, 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 no.
What?
Somebody said my lucky number is 6. This is Adana from Milwaukee. She said my birthday is 6696.
Okay. There you go. See?
So that's something.
My number's 3 because my life has been a cycle of 3s in everything I've done.
Somebody said I don't personally do the lotto, but my parents usually pick their every kid's birthday. That's what my dad would do. And that's Christy texted that in. She said, yeah, that's a thing, or birth years. I don't know. Let's go to the phones. We're talking if you have a lucky number because yours is 3. I don't have one. Should we start with Heather in West Dallas on 3? She was like, oh, I've got a lucky number. No, yes, I do.
Don't tell me we'll start with number 3.
Hey, Heather.
Hey.
What's your lucky number?
7.
It's
a common one.
Yeah, it's common. Why is it 7 for you?
When I was younger, my favorite race car driver was Alan Kubica, and he drove the number 7 race car. And I just kind of started seeing it around as I grew up. And now my husband and I had a lot of significant things in common. We're 7 months apart.
Wow.
I'm trying to like remember. We've been together for so long, but the 7 is always just been
somehow in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know what mine is yet, but we're going to figure it out.
Think about numbers like that. Right? No, for real. That's all it takes.
All right, Heather.
You got to pay attention.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
All right, let's go to Mike in Hartford. I'm really glad he actually called in. Yeah, babe. We have to talk. Something big happened. They had their baby early. I wanted you to have the baby on my birthday, Michael. What part
hey,
of that
don't
did
talk
you
to me about
Michael?
That. That's all on the wife.
Was it early or was it on time?
No, it was early, wasn't it?
It was actually early. It was, she was technically 12 days early.
Oh, wow.
What was the birthday?
The first initial date was May 28th.
Okay.
And then I called it eviction date. Eviction date was the 21st. And she showed up on the 16th.
They had her on May 16th.
Nice. Let's go.
And her
man.
Name is Nolan. I love that.
Aww, how y'all
love
spell that?
It. With a Y.
N-O-L-Y-N.
Love it.
To give
love
it a it. To give it a feminine touch.
Hey, whatever. I don't. Nolan is. I think Nolan's a cool name.
It's
hey,
a great
girl
name. Boy or
boy.
Girl.
You
yeah,
can
yeah,
do
yeah.
whatever. All right. So,
however
Mike,
you spell it.
Congratulations to you and the wifey.
Thank you.
What's your
Thank
lucky
you.
Number, though? That's what we're talking about.
To about 99% of the world, it's unlucky, but lucky number 13.
13,
that's
like
his
my wife. Yep.
See, okay, can I be honest? I feel like 7 and 13 are just overused.
You think so?
Yeah, yep. Everybody so picks like, 7 and 13.
But if it's relative in your life,
you ever go to you ever go to a tall hotel, there's never a floor number 13?
Nope, they don't usually have 13th floors.
That's
they
right.
don't.
And it's either most of the time, if you count steps, it's either 12 steps or 14 steps.
Huh.
I've never counted steps. In fact, I act like they're not happening.
He's not wrong. Or 15 steps.
Now I'm
going to
go through.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
There usually so, isn't yeah. 13 steps
there's
on
a,
anything.
There's a lot of Weird. Lot of significant people in my life, including myself, that were born on the 13th, too. So.
All right.
Interesting. 13 must
Got
be
it.
A strong one.
Say yep. less, Mike. I mean, babe. Hey, congrats on the baby. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
Give our best
Thanks,
to the fam, man. Glad everybody's
Will
doing
do.
Good, man.
Thanks.
Much yep. love.
Adrian and Jackson said, lucky number 33.
33, baby.
Okay, we're talking about, do you have a lucky number? And people are texting in 13 or 3. Okay.
There we go. Oh, so a lot of y'all are like me and my wife.
Vanessa said, my lucky number's always been 3. Now I need to play the lottery with a combination of 3s.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the number. You got to expound off that.
I just don't have one, you guys. Let's go to Carissa and Racine. Pull her up.
You said
Hi.
Carissa or Clarissa?
I think it's Carissa, right, girlfriend?
Oh, it's Carissa. No L.
Oh, my bad. See? My bad, Clarissa.
My bad.
Clarissa explains it all. I've had it all my life, so, you know.
I forgot about that show.
Let me stop, Carissa. Let me get no some respect on your name.
It's all good.
I don't have a lucky number, and the whole table was appalled on our double date on Saturday.
We were.
So what is yours?
Yeah, me too. Mine's 11 because I was born on 11-11.
That's a great number.
So I have not been seeing it a lot through my life, but now that I'm older, I'm really conscious of every time I look at the clock, it's 11-11 or some variation of like 12-11, 1-11.
Oh my God, you're a veteran.
Do you make a wish when you see 11-11 on the clock like people say you got to do?
I kind of treat it as like a sign, like a synchronicity, like, okay, maybe I'm following the right path of what I should be doing. I kind of... Yeah.
Your numerology strong, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I'll be playing video games, and I'm like, I have 11 lives and 11, I don't know, whatever.
No, 11 whatever, and it matches up. Yeah.
When I say
3:33 on the clock, like, it's good. It's positive. Uh-huh. It means I'm going in the right direction. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and, DZ loves to talk about how numerology, there's something in numbers, right?
Huge science behind energy behind numbers, all of that.
Really?
Energy? My husband that I've been with, he's my high school sweetheart. His birthday is the 22nd, so 11 plus 11 is 22.
22.
And I'm always doing math. Like, okay, these can't just be coincidences in my life. Yeah. But
I'm not good at math, but I be sitting here doing math sometimes because numbers just when they click and make sense, it's like, that's numerology at its finest.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Life is zeros and ones. We're all just a mix of math.
Weird. Okay.
Math and matter.
Carissa,
I
gotta ask DZ questions. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye,
guys.
Carissa, take care.
Okay, so wait. Explain to me the significance in numbers. I really want to know, like, because you know I'm into this kind of stuff. First of all, I'm into energy.
Yeah.
Because as I've gotten older, I don't care what anybody says. There's certain people I can feel their energy, and I've never been able to do that. I don't know if it's because I'm more in touch with myself or what, but like, it's weird. And I know
things.
That like people send energy when they're about to call you. Right.
Sure.
So like my friend Callie loves to do that. I always think of her and then she calls and I'm like, she was sending me energy. Like
me and my
I
mom
felt
do that
her
all the
energy.
Time.
I felt it and then she called.
Yep.
And as I've gotten older, I've started to take notice. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can feel different people's energy. Mm-hmm. That's so weird.
And we just do really good great job at ignoring it a lot of times.
Yeah.
But when I'm not ignoring it, I'm like,
whoa.
People are thinking about me.
It's crazy.
Yep.
So I guess my question is, explain it to me and what it means, DZ, because I don't know anything about this stuff.
We ain't got that kind of time.
Okay, fine. Explain. So should I be looking? You and Saucy love to talk about having multiple numbers.
Yeah.
Danielle's in Butler. I guess we could pull her up. She probably wants to chime in on this.
Danielle's probably got just as great advice as I do. You know what I'm saying?
She's different like you.
Exactly.
Danielle.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday. I have questions. Seriously.
Energy, numbers.
What's with the numbers?
Yeah. What's your number? How about that? We start there.
So it used to be 13, and then I got divorced, and now it's just 3. So I'm a combination of DZ and Aaron.
Why did it change? Did you get married on the 13th or something?
Well, in the first like 13 months that we were dating, we saw 13 movies, and every like 13 was just revolving around our relationship.
But then aren't you forcing the number? This is my next question about numerology.
Fair.
You're intentionally going to 13 movies versus seeing a number in repetition, which would make me go, why do I keep seeing 13 everywhere? You're like making 13 happen.
They might have not.
Didn't mean to. Yeah, it just happened that way. And when I was growing up, I wanted the Roman numerals, like number 13, somewhere tattooed on me. Sure. I didn't know why. Like, I just liked the way it looked, I guess, with the X111 or I should say. And on our 13-month anniversary, we went and got matching tattoos of just the Roman numeral 13 because he's like, I always wanted that tattoo. I'm like, shut up. I always wanted that tattoo. Like, you can't have that tattoo. That was me who wanted that.
So 13 became kind of y'all's number.
Yes.
Heard.
Yeah. And then, but now that, like,
I got that covered up.
Now it's just his number.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Now all of a sudden, the number's not the number
anymore.
She just
left the I.
Or you can have, exactly, you can have multiple numbers, too, because then I just dropped the one. My lucky number's three, and, like, growing up, you get, like, three tries, you're out. Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things, like, tarot cards, they pull three cards.
Yeah. Can zero be a number?
Zero's a number.
It sure. can be my number, like, instead of 20, like, because I always say 20 from what? What?
I see you. You ain't slick. You just trying to holler at Dame. Talk about can zero be a, can the letter O be a number?
Well, I mean, did Dame ask about me?
You ain't slick,
did
Allie.
Did Dame Lillard want to come visit?
Maybe zero is Allie's number and she'll just be single for life.
I knew Dame and I were meant to be. I knew it! 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I can't believe I did this. I'm so sorry. I'm so excited for Pride Fest that I was trying to pocket the tickets, okay?
At least you're being honest.
I mean, finally it's coming out.
Nah, we just forgot. Our bad. We were so busy. We was out here doing crazy things.
Pull up Jen in Milwaukee. I want to talk to her. Hey, Jen.
Morning, Jen.
Hey. Morning.
Good morning. So you were calling in. You're trying to win these Pride Fest tickets, correct?
Correct.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm on vacation, so I'm just running around shopping.
Oh, dang. So you really just could win these tickets and then just hang out.
Smart. You probably loaded it up to Memorial Day weekend. Smart girl. Very smart girl. You got a longer one.
That's smart.
So wait, are you shopping like at the store or like fun places like Marshall's and Home Goods? Like, where are you shopping?
I'm actually waiting for TJ Maxx to open up.
She said, it's fun shopping, girl.
It's my girl.
She said, I'm waiting for TJ Maxx to
It's opening
open.
Any minute. It's about to be 9 a.m. The good news is we're sending you to Pride Fest.
Yay. Hey, I'm so excited.
Girl, it's going to be so much fun, and I swear I will come around with you. I'll hold your hand one day if you'd like.
That would be awesome.
I would love
come
to do
me.
It. I would love to come with you and do it, because you're going to have VIP passes, so I'm just going to mooch off of you all day at Pride Fest. How's that sound?
That part.
Awesome. I'll buy you a drink.
Thank you.
The VIPs, baby.
Yes. All right. Well, it's going to be a great time. You have 3-day, you have VIP to every day, basically, at Pride Fest. Mm-hmm. So have a great time at the Milwaukee Pride Fest. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
Bye, you're Jen. Welcome.
Bye.
All
have
right.
a great day.
Somebody will be in touch with her. And okay, so it has been a hell of a show.
It's been wild.
We have talked about basically what we should do for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come up with any ideas. And then we talked about, what was the question of the day? I have to think about what we've done today. Oh, where you fall in the alphabet for your name.
Yep, I'm
like,
a Z.
You're a Z, so you always hated being last in school. We talked about the DZs having knee surgery.
Mm-hmm. Decided whether I was or wasn't a jerk for not giving my seat up to a person.
We talked about how you gave me a purple orchid and a man that gave me a purple orchid once and why you fixed that traumatic story for me.
We've been active.
It wasn't traumatic. We told a lot today. A lot of secrets. My friends came in with gifts. Listen, you said one thing to me, though, this morning that we have not covered off the air.
Something we didn't talk about.
You go, Allie, I can't believe what happened at the gas station yesterday with this guy. Can I say his name?
Go ahead.
You go, I met this guy, Jose. It was crazy.
Yeah. Shout out Jose,
and
too.
And that was all you said. I'm like, what does that mean? WXSSHD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So it's been all about me because it's my birthday, but enough about me. Screw it. Okay, what happened at the gas station and who was Jose and what happened? Because I hate that kind of teaser where I don't know what happened.
So Jose is actually a listener of the show.
Cool.
Whom I met yesterday.
Cool.
But he wasn't even like the focal part of the story, G. I needed to get gas, right?
Wait. Is this the same Jose that left a message?
Did somebody leave a message?
Yes. Can I play it?
I mean, yeah. I guess we're going to find out on air. Hold on. What's up?
He left a... Wait. Now, I have all these voice messages today. You guys are so sweet for leaving them on the Odyssey app. I love you for that. Let me see. I haven't listened to the whole thing. This has to be the same guy. Jose in St. Francis, maybe?
I mean, we were in Bayview, so I guess it would be close enough.
All right. Let me see what he says here.
Hey, guys. My name's Jose. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. I saw DZ yesterday pumping gas, giving out free gas to some customers.
Giving out free gas.
Wait,
This is Jose. This is the Jose I was telling you about.
This is him?
Yep.
You guys are doing a great job. I did not expect DZ to be that tall. You know, Ali's always talking about how tall she is, but I did not expect DZ to be that tall. Anyways, good luck and speedy recovery when you get your surgery done.
Aww.
If you ever need anything on there, just give a shout out on the radio. We're neighbors. I don't live that far away from the city you stay on. Facts for you too, and I have a walker, man. I also didn't want to take a picture. I feel like that would be a jerk move.
Oh, he didn't want to take a picture.
We should have taken a picture.
Listen,
man.
Jose, thanks for leaving a message. So he's surprised how tall you were.
I guess.
I mean, you're like 6 feet tall.
I mean, I'm not short.
Why do people think you're short?
People always assume I'm. I genuinely don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
But this is the Jose that I was telling you about. G. So, I met Jose.
But
I met Jose
only
at the gas station.
Told me part of the story. And why did he say you were giving out free gas?
I was not.
What the hell? What happened?
And this is the part of the story that I never got to.
Well,
where
then tell
we
me.
We kept
right,
getting distracted.
Do we have,
listen.
We have time.
I think
what
we got
happened?
A second.
We
so
have time. What happened?
I pulled up to the gas station needing gas.
In Bayview or
in
what?
Bayview, okay, yeah. I hadn't thought anything of it. I literally
minding
pulled
your
up
own business.
KK in Oklahoma.
Got
across
it.
The street from the Walgreens, that gas station right there.
Everybody knows where that is
boom.
If you roll in Milwaukee.
Right there at that little quick pump or whatever the whatever
absolutely
it's called.
Absolutely familiar, yep.
Get out the car. I tap my phone, whatever, boop. I go to, you know, pay. I start pumping the gas, and I'm pumping the gas. Now, our three-year-old Sammy has been really interested in, like, cars and a lot of stuff. He has been for a while, but now he's in tune. Mm-hmm. So he's going, let me see. I open the door for him to see how the gas is being pumped when it cuts off. The pump cuts off. I'm like, what? Why did it cut off? It only pumped $10 worth of gas into my car.
Okay.
I'm like, no, I tapped to pay. It should just,
yeah.
I got money.
Yeah.
I ain't rich, but I ain't broke, right?
Well, and even when you do the tap to pay, the limit's usually 100. It
right.
comes up as 100 if on your, yeah, but it doesn't go, it doesn't take 100. You can go up to
100. Up to
100, yeah.
Whatever. But I had never even had that happen. Like, I always just fill up the tank before it's an issue. But I only pumped $10 worth of gas and I went, oh no.
Yeah.
What's going on? What's wrong? I look, I print the receipt. I'm trying to do some math in my brain because it says I spent $15 that I didn't spend.
Did you get the wrong type of gas?
I thought maybe I did.
Oh.
And my car cut it off. Was like, no, wrong gas. I'm thinking a whole bunch of different things.
Because I've had multiple issues lately where I have set it to run on its own and it clicks out and I have to hold it. And I'm like, are they putting more safety features
I was standing
on these?
There.
Okay.
I was standing there. But I print the receipt because it only pumped $10 and said, done. Do you want a receipt? And I was like, well, yeah, I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
And why I only got charged or why I'm getting charged. I'm thinking scams, right? I'm looking at the receipt. It says I bought $5.23 worth of merchandise and prepaid $10. It then clicks. Oh snap, I pumped somebody else's gas. Somebody prepaid $10.
What?
And then left. I pulled up.
What?
Within the minutes of them leaving, didn't realize my tap didn't work, didn't realize I didn't pay. All I did was look at the pump and it goes select grade. I selected the grade and pumped their $10.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking at the receipt going, I didn't buy anything for 50.
So wait, who screwed up? The gas station?
The guy that left after paying for gas and didn't pump it. He went, left, didn't pump his gas.
Why? Did he just
He just forgot.
No way.
Mind you.
This is such a, like, 2025 problem that you go in and pay for gas and forget. Like,
forget to pump it.
I forget things I did 2 seconds ago and I think, who is basically poisoning my brain?
That's exactly what happened.
I don't understand why I forget things. Three seconds ago, I go look for something, I walk in a room and I have no clue why I'm there.
Now I'm sitting there with a receipt in my hand for $15.23 for $10 of gas that I didn't pump and $5 of merchandise that I don't have. I'm going, oh snap. Oh, snap. I think I pumped somebody else's gas. But
this could almost be an Am I the Jerk.
But nobody else is around at the gas pump.
You don't even know why.
There's one guy driving through, Jose.
No way.
As the guy pulls back up.
The guy whose gas you accidentally pumped because he forgot.
Rolls his window down and
shoot.
Goes, hey, my man, I had $10 on that pump just now.
And did you go?
And I drove off.
And what did you say?
I went, nah, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
I did. I love this story so much.
But then I immediately
You're
backtracked.
Such a jerk. Oh,
I immediately backtracked. And I was like, JK, my boy.
That's
I got
hysterical.
You. I just pumped your gas and was trying to figure out what happened. Go to pump 5 now.
I got you.
I'm about to go inside because I needed more than 10 bucks. I wasn't trying to throw no shade.
You're like, I'll give you 10 bucks of gas back.
But
and
I was
you
like,
paid for him.
Go to pump 5.
Wow.
I'm about to go inside, tell my man's inside, you know, run
to
him
10. To forget you paid for gas and pull out. I mean, I've all the things I've forgotten, that's a new one. The other day I left Diet Coke on the bottom of the cart and I cried.
Forgot about it.
And I went, there's no way I'm going back for that. That's gone, dude. There's
gone,
no
gone.
Way. It's long gone, but it's stupid stuff like that where you pay for stuff and you forget it's there and you're in the moment. And it's like walking out, I even said, don't forget the Diet
don't
Coke
forget.
On the bottom. And
forgot it.
3 minutes later, I forgot the Diet Coke on the bottom and didn't even think about it till I was home.
So mind you, in that whole
so
exchange,
mad.
Now I'm talking to the dude
wow.
going, hey, you go to that pump. I still got to pump more gas. gas into my car. I had to go to Illinois.
I don't know if I would have pulled up and said, you pumped my gas.
He pulled back up.
He should have, but I don't know if I would have had the guts to. I would have been like, they're never going to believe me.
Since I was still sitting there, since I had just pumped $10, mm-hmm. since he literally said the amounts that he had prepaid.
He's not loaded. If you're putting 10 on, you're not made of money. You need the $10. Yeah.
I was trying to fill my tank. He prepaid $10.
Yeah.
Right? And then got like $5, like a snack or something. Right? So I'm going, I got you.
So Jose is not the guy that you stole the gas from, though, right?
Jose is watching all of this happen.
He saw it.
Rolls his window down and goes,
no way.
Are you DZ? And I'm like, ain't no way this is happening right now.
Thank God you did the right thing, DZ, because you would have made us look crazy.
You feel me?
Had
I been like, sucker free gas?
Never mind.
Because I really was well within my rights to just get up in my car and leave and be like, whoop, free gas. Yay.
You could have easily just pulled out and been like, I don't understand what happened. I don't know how I got gas, but here I am. Wow. Somebody, Anna in Milwaukee, texted in. My hubby went to the ATM and forgot to take the cash.
Yo. So who got
my
the cash?
My heart hurts for you. Well, not them.
I've gotten cash back at like Pick and Save and forgot to grab it. Thankfully, it was still there when I came back. I made it to the car.
I would cry.
And I came back.
I would cry if I left money at the ATM. Like I will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because you're done.
Have we ever?
There's no proof. You can't. This is the problem with cash.
Oh, this has happened before.
Well, you can text us if you want. 414-533-1037 because I don't know. I love that story. Thank you for sharing. Seriously.
Dude's lucky that I was being a good person that day and that Jose called me out. Because I was contemplating. I was like, what just happened? Did I just get free gas?
Somebody said I left my wallet in a shopping cart. Whoa. Realized when I got home, ran back, and it was still there. Well, DZ was on the other end. And thank you for doing the right thing. Because I feel like you could have screwed us.
I could have.
Yeah.
I could have had us out here looking crazy and Jose would have left a different voice message.
Could have made us look like a psycho.
Jose would have been like, man.
And I would have been like, I don't know that guy.
Instead, I was out here giving free gas. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of psychos, Post Malone's in town. He's going to be in Chicago. What? Thursday?
2 days from now.
Two days. He's going to be at Wrigley Field. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. We were just going to go into commercials, but then the phone rang.
And it kept ringing. And it rang and it rang.
Pull her up. My sister.
And we had to answer it.
My sister.
Oh. Aww.
My big sister.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you, Penelope.
Love you too, Allison.
She's my big sister of 8 years. She was 8 years older than me, so I used to do things, DZ. DZ, you had a brother. You have 8 years
my
between you and your little sister.
Yeah, me and my little sister are 8 years apart. So I'm the Penny in this situation.
You're the Penny. You're the older brother.
You're the
brother.
Angie. Yeah.
Yep, I used to go through her stuff.
Uh-huh.
I used to tell mom and dad when she had wine coolers hidden in her room in high school. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. I told him everything.
Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, you youngins.
I was a brat. I was a little, 8-year-old yep. brat, and she was 16 mm-hmm. in high school
mm-hmm.
with her big bangs.
mm-hmm. Same
anyway,
girl.
Hey, simmer down.
She called from California. This is my sister in California who's an elementary school principal. Love you, Penny. Thanks for calling.
You a real one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you remember
Love
the day
you
were 8? Do you remember when I was born? Since I don't.
I do remember. I remember mom's water breaking.
Really?
Yes.
And then,
I remember where we went. My mom had you.
Really?
I remember all this. I remember all of this from my little sister too. Yeah.
Really?
I remember the day
yep.
you walked.
Yep.
I could tell you what dress you were wearing the day you walked.
Oh.
What? Worst days of our lives. Yeah.
Worst days of our lives. Forget you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.